Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you once again on this blessed Friday night. This is Brother Nate and another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, for giving us the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, and it doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Now, the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests and comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2MAN @gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know what it is. It's Friday night, heart to heart with Brother Lee and myself, along with the handmaidens of Jesus Christ. And amen. And this invitation goes out to any of you that are born again believers to join us on the broadcast. Amen. We will be glad to have you. Praise be to God. And while we await for my brother to come on, you know, I want to say, and I know that some of you have looked at the trial of the police officer. She was a white lady, police officer. Remember, she shot a black man in his own house because she said she thought it was hers. And her trial was back here a few days ago. I think it's been about a week now. And, you know, there was something that was done in the courtroom that sent a buzz to many. But it was, I know, the act of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know how many of you saw it. I believe some of you have. But the brother of the man that was killed by the white police officer was on the stand, and he told her that he forgives her. He told her that he loves her. And then he says, my brother will want you to accept Christ, to accept Jesus. And then he turned around and he asked, I think, the judge. He said, can I give her a hug? Oh, yeah, the one that shot his brother and killed his brother. He asked, can I give her a hug? And apparently the judge said yes. And so he got up and he hugged her, and the woman, she hugged him back and she would just cry. And then afterwards, the judge hugged the woman and gave her a Bible. Now, the judge is catching some flap from some people on that. But the thing I want to say is that as I was looking online and I look at other Christian speakers on YouTube. And one of them, his name is Marcus Rogers. Now, I believe that Marcus Rogers is a brother in the Lord. I don't agree with everything he said, but I believe that many things he said is on point. And I was looking a few days ago, and I noticed that the title of what Marcus had put on the YouTube was called Responding to Jamal Bryant. As I'm saying, responding to Jamal Bryant. So I clicked on it, and Marcus Rogers was in the car, you know, doing the video, and he's talking about he had the Bible. He said he was telling that his response to Jamal, he said what the young man did in the courtroom, he said, Jamal, and I'm going to patch my brother on here. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
I would just share with the people, I don't know, have you seen this? You remember the white police officer, the woman that shot the black man in his home? She said she thought it was her house. And you know the trial that just happened, and the act that the young man did in the trial. How he told her he forgave her. He asked the judge, can he hug her? I saw the pure love of Christ there, and the woman hugged him back, and she was crying. And then after that, the judge hugged her and gave her a Bible. Now, the judge is catching some heat behind that. But the thing I wanted to speak to on that was the other day, I look at different Christians on, you know, what they put on YouTube. And I saw this Christian brother named Marcus Rogers. And this was about 3 or 4 days ago. And so he put something on YouTube called, I think it's titled, Responding to Jamal Bryan. I said, responding to Jamal Bryan. Now, I don't know if you know Jamal Bryan, but he's supposed to be a pastor of the same church now that Bishop Eddie Long was pastor of. But anyhow, Marcus Rogers, I clicked on that, and Marcus Rogers had the Bible in his hand. He was in the car doing the YouTube broadcast, and he said he is responding to what Jamal Bryan had to say about the young fella, what he did. And so when he got up there and said, how can you call this a slave mentality and all that? I said, wait a minute, did Jamal say that? So I actually found on the internet that, yes, Jamal Bryant spoke against what the young man did. He, in his words, he said, forgiveness is one thing, but justice is another. And he said, this is another act, he put it, of, if I'm not mistaken, he said, slave mentality or something with slavery. And I was like, wow. I said, now, this young man, I think he's 18 years old. I think he's 18. Now,
yes.
He told her, he said, my brother wants you to do it, and I want you to accept Christ. And now you have a supposed to be pastor who's talking about and speaking against this thing and saying that this is another. I'm not, I'll be honest with you, brother, I'm not neither. Because, and I don't mean to be, as some people say, with judgment or whatever they want to call it. But I have, and sometimes I try to give those who professing to be believers the benefit of the doubt. So I will watch some of them on their sermons. And over the past few years, I have watched Jamal Bryan in sermons he gives. And I have to say, to be honest with you, he has been very sketchy to me. But on this go around, now you're talking about, you're a Christian, and by the way, you was one of those that were very happy when Kanye West called you, as you said, and asked you, can he come and do the Sunday service? And you're clapping, and I understand why you're clapping, because by him coming, that get more people in the church building. But that's another story. But anyhow, you want to call it, slave mentality. So I'm like, okay, so forgiveness has a color, I guess.
Well,
I guess it got, correct me if I'm wrong, brother. I guess forgiveness has a color.
Yeah, I guess in some cases that may be true.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Anytime in the state that America and the basic condition that exists in America, spiritually and politically and socially now, anybody, especially an act of Christian kindness, mercy or forgiveness for somebody openly, and then talks about Christ and the Bible, do you think the devil just going to sit quiet?
Oh, no, most definitely.
You got to realize that this was done, this is seen around the world. You got to understand this. What happened at that trial is going around the world. You understand? You understand that?
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Do you understand why I from a human point and from a black man a point in America, I understand why some people have diverse opinions, some negative, some positive. I understand that. But for a Christian, a redeemed Christian now, and a minister of the Christian, of the gospel, that's another story.
Right.
Anyway, I'll say this. The judge, she explains on the talk show at Tamaron what had happened. See, most people don't know all the facts. See, that's why people jump. And the judge explained what really happened that other people don't know. Because, see, all people don't know all the whole facts. All they see is the picture. So they don't know all the circumstances or anything, what took place. But she explained very carefully that after the trial was over with, you know, was dismissed, the lady asked for a hug, which she hugged her. The young man hugged her, asked permission to get hugged her.
Right, right.
And the brother, 18 years, and he wanted her to see the love of Christ, and her brother would want her to see the Christ. So he asked to do that. Now, after that happened, she asked the judge, the trial is over, dismissed now, could I hug? So the judge, she first, then she said, okay, because the judge is a devout Christian. And the trial is over. It's no more trial, you know. It's
right.
Over. So she came off that, and she later asked for a hug, and she hugged her. And as a Christian, as a human being. Then she said, I don't know what I'm doing. She said, well, Christ will give you. God will forgive you. The lady answered, judge, you think God will forgive me? I said, yes. She told her, yes, God will forgive you. Then he told her, she told her a few other things about a change in her life. And the lady said, well, I don't have a Bible. I don't know nothing about a Bible. So the judge said, okay. She went in her office and brought a Bible and gave it to us. So she asked for a Bible. She said,
right.
And the judge went back in her office and got that own Bible and gave it to her. Now, the devil, I understand the human part of it and about justice. And to some, justice would not have been unless she got 28 years of life, and some people still would not have been satisfied. She should have got death, whatever, you know. But justice without mercy. See, here's the thing. Justice, I believe in justice, but justice without mercy. Do you know that it is a just God? This is the justice now of God. When man sinned, Brother Nate, the justice of God said, everyone that's under that sin must die. That's the justice. Okay?
Right.
But, so every human being that came under the curse of sin had the penalty of judgment of death. That was declared from the beginning of the Garden of Eden. You shall surely, surely. That's justice. And God lifted up the part of justice, made a claim for every human being, but then here come mercy. Now, mercy reclaimed us. The mercy of God reclaimed the human race and gave everyone a chance for forgiveness. We deserve death, right?
Right.
The penalty of sin is death. The curse of Adam was spiritual death, physical death, and separation from God. But did God set it? You deserve justice, sir, because you're all sinners, and you're wicked, and your first man sinner, and all that come out of Adam is under the curse of sin, so I'm sending the whole human race to hell. That's justice. But here's the mercy of God. The Bible said we are saved, Titus said we are saved by his mercy. He had the mercy, God, to claim or reclaim us from under the sentence of surely death. Mercy came in the form of Jesus, his son. He found a remedy. He gave us mercy to deliver us from justice. And for everyone that's under the sentence of death, which is the sinful nature, all are born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and cut off, Here come mercy. Mercy come knocking, Brother Nate. We all on the way to hell. It's separation for eternity from God. Every human being, that's justice. The sentence has been passed from the beginning. You shall surely die. And death is not talking about the physical side only. When that sentence was, it's talking about total separation from God for eternity. Hallelujah. You understand that? Because people think it's just talking physically. Now, if God had been just only, I said just only, if God is only just and there was no mercy, no kindness, no compassion, no forgiveness, where would we be? Where would we be? The whole human race. Brother Nate, you got that? You there?
Yeah.
If mercy hadn't come in the form of the Lord Jesus and the kindness of God and the compassion, the love of God had not came to reclaim mankind to all of them that believe on the Lord Jesus, where all the human race would be going, the hell has enlarged itself. Isaiah 55. Hell has enlarged itself, but Jesus did not want anyone to go to hell. So he did come to deliver us to satisfy justice. How do you satisfy justice? There has to be a life. Jesus died in our place. I said, Jesus took the wrath for us. Amen. Jesus bare our iniquity, our sins, and tasted death for us. Jesus took the wrath and the sentence for us. He was condemned in our place. So that justice could be satisfied. Now mercy has a claim on all of them that believe. All right then, I understand all of this rigmarole, but I can look it from the human side. I also can look for it as a black man in America. But I'm looking at it from the Jesus side, brother.
Yeah.
As a minister, as a servant, as Christ, being the family of God, I'm looking at it from the gospel side, from the love of God side that redeemed me. Do you know what Jesus did on the cross? The Jews wanted vengeance. The Romans wanted destruction. His own blood kin folks didn't accept him. His own half-brothers hadn't received him. His own disciples ran and left him and cursed. But what did he give them from the cross? Did he give them justice?
Nope.
Did he give the Jews justice? Did he give the Romans who are idolaters and pagans, did he give them justice? Did he give the high priest and all the council that lied on him and called him all manner of evil, did he give them justice or did he give them mercy and forgiveness? Father, forgive them, for they know not. Father, forgive them. What did they deserve? Yeah, they deserve justice. What do we deserve? Justice. But he didn't give us that. Hallelujah. All right. So there it goes, you know. It'll go around the home. But I'm glad because it gave a picture to the whole world. See, this is going spiral to the whole world, you know, Nate. And the devil don't like the implications about mercy and forgiveness. He wants some vengeance, some violence, some hatred, and they use it on the term of justice. I believe in justice. God believes in justice. And many unjust things are done in America against blacks and all other people. But Jesus steps in and makes a transformation statement for all redeemed believers. Forgive them, for vengeance is the Lord. Now, let the law take its course, whether it's right or wrong. God, there's a justice that's in the end time. All right, let's move on. You still with me, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, I'm here all these different, and some of these people who said they claim to be born again, redeemed Christians, are, you know, coming down on the side of the human side, and also I'm coming on the side of my Lord and my Jesus. That's the side I'm going to be on. Now, I don't like the injustice as a man, as a human being. No, I don't like the injustice. I think justice should be given equally to all races, irregardless of color or time. I believe that the laws of the land should be ministered justly among all people, but we know that that's not particularly happening in every case because everything is based on politics and race and power. So a lot of black people, black men, are unjustly, unequally punished and sentenced to harsh things and many things they're not guilty of. So I understand the anger. I understand the desire for justice among Afro-Americans, especially men that are being incarcerated and killed in this country. I understand that. And I want justice, but I don't want vengeance. I don't want no justice without mercy, because that's what God, Jesus gave me. All right, let's move on. Mercy and compassion. Mercy and compassion. His name is, do you know Jesus, part of his name and his character is justice and mercy and compassion, as well as justice and holiness and righteousness. But what will we, where will we be without mercy, love, and compassion, brother, if you take that out of the nature of God?
Lost.
Huh?
Lost.
Oh, I mean everybody. I mean the ones on the TV, one that's talking all this stuff, and they have the right to their opinion, they have the right to their views, but they would be all on their way to hell. And those that don't accept Jesus and his mercy, justice, you should surely, if you reject the Son of God, you're condemned already, the scripture, because the sentence was passed at the Garden of Eden. And death is on every man until they come to Jesus, and then sentence is commuted. I said to him, when they come to Christ as the Savior, that sentence is commuted. The pardon is given to you. And Jesus, the warden, he give you a piece of paper. You are pardoned. You are forgiven. Your sins are remitted when you go down in his name. Pardon, forgiveness, remitted, cleansed, sanctified, and accepted. I like that, my Jesus. So that's my side on that. So the Jared is a devoted Christian, and the young man was a devoted Christian. Now, I know that as a mother, son, of this young man that got killed, I know I'm not going to have anything to say negative against him, but I know the hurt feeling that losing their son, that they, you know, Zion wanted the complete sentence, maybe 28 years, maybe they have a different feeling. So I'm not going to condemn them. I'm going to let that work itself out by the act that was done before the world by their son. Okay. All right. So whoever has a different view, they may have their right constitutionally as a citizen, as a person, and with some level of understanding as a human being, and especially being a black or Afro-American or person of color in America, this has done a lot of injustice. And so I understand that. So I'm not without understanding. But I don't think no kind of retribution that overrides the mercy and the grace of God. Well, they have done this for years. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But just one thing you're going to forget. Everybody going to stand before the judgment of God. See, every person, there is nothing they have not, anybody have done that haven't got forgiveness and mercy from the Lord Jesus is going to stand before him. Black, white, red, yellow, all flesh. So it's not over with, baby, until it's over with. Okay. I'm going to read the 18th chapter of Psalms. 18th chapter of Psalms. Psalms. It's in three parts. It's a prayer. It is more than just an ordinary prayer, a petition. It is a intercession. It is a spiritual warfare prayer. Now, David was a spiritual warrior as well as a armor physical warrior, but he was both. That's how he won. Oh, that's why he won all of his battles. It was not just he won them in the physical alone. The angels and God's hand were with him, and his power was with them in the battle to win against their physical enemies. Now, this is intercession prayer, and this is spiritual warfare prayer. I'm going to release this prayer for Sister Sally Bruce. We're in agreement, okay, to curse the cursor. And we're going to curse the cursor in her body. Hallelujah. This is our sister. She's in the family of God, the body of Christ. We're jointly, fitly joined together in Christ, blood of her blood. We have the same blood because Jesus don't have but one blood. By one blood, he has redeemed us all. Not second, third, but the same blood transfusion that we all have. So we are blood sisters and blood brothers in Christ, redeemed. So our sister, our family member, Sister Sally Bruce, is fighting a battle against a waster. Hallelujah. So we as family members, and I mean, here's the difference, brother, of understanding what family members are. Your daddy may have children, and my daddy may have children, but the only
you sound kind of far away. There you go. You kind of sound kind of far away.
Okay, give me a note, because this phone shot, you know, this phone, I had to put it on the phone because can't get the devil too much credit because he'll get beside itself. He'll start getting beside itself after I give him too much credit. Okay? Can you hear me?
I can hear you clear now.
All right. Thank God for Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the blood and the cross and the resurrection and the freedom and liberty that we have today face to face. Handmaid's Night, to honor the women of God. Some of the greatest prayer warriors and intercessors in the world are the women of God. I got to give it. It has been the history of women in the body of Christ. I don't care what nobody said. I'm not trying to be prejudiced. I'm just stating what is real and what's factual. I don't have no partiality. Some of the greatest intercessors, warriors and prayers, ministers, prophetic warrior has been women in the body of Christ. And I wish to God we had more like Sister Dees, Mother Crockett, Sister Rogers, and Terry Coxman, warriors. I mean real warriors. Sister Clark, all them warriors, Mother Cage, warriors. Sister Elaine Welch, real warriors. I mean warriors. I have not seen these women I name. I haven't seen a team or a group of women with more intense faith in prayer and intercession in prayer I haven't seen nowhere in the Church of Christ of Elijah, not since I've been in it. And I haven't seen it in most other churches either, most of them. I've found some other in other churches that are really intense, but I haven't found too many. Like Mother Dees, stand the gap. Terry Lee, there was once Terry Lee and Cynthia Rogers, ever since Elaine, Fred Williams, Fasting Woman, Mother Cage, Sister Lester, Mother Clark. I haven't seen any of that. I haven't met them. Very few. There's some great women in the past, history of Christianity. I mean, all over the world. And hallelujah. I've met some mighty warriors in different groups of Christianity, come in contact with them. Great women of God. Hallelujah. Great, great, great women. So I got to honor them and give honor to what they do. I like to give as much to people when they are alive as well as when they're going on to be with the Lord. Amen. I thank God for Sister Mary Gillespie, who should join with her sister in mighty prayer, a warrior in her own sense. Thank God for her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All you women out there that are working for the kingdom of God and the King of Kings, I want you to know, Brother Nate and I are with you. We are family members. By one Spirit we're all baptized in one body. By one Spirit and one death, one sacrifice. 1 Corinthians 12. And maybe you want a different name, a Christian name, a different group or something. You separate yourself. But you're still a family member. I don't care what nobody says. I ain't going to let no denomination and no church tell me who my what the scriptures say who my brother is. I don't care if you don't belong to the Church of Christ, Elijah Messenger. You in Christ, you are my brother and my sister. We got the same blood, because there ain't but one blood that can save and redeem you. One sacrifice. And the Jews, my physical Jews, who are by natural means my brothers in the flesh, but those that don't accept Jesus, they're not my brother in the spirit. Romans 8. So no Jew, physical Jew, is going to get into heaven. Let me get that straight. I don't care what color you are. Galatians 3, Romans chapter 4, Galatians 6, 5, Ephesians 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. No physical person, whether you're Jew or Gentile, is going to get into the eternal city without the blood of Christ. No man can get to the Father except by Christ. No, listen, we got to make this plain to people. We don't hate people. We don't want to offend people. We don't want nobody to be going on a false misunderstanding that just because I'm a Jew, I'm in Palestine, I'm the chosen, but you can't get into heaven. I don't care how chosen you are. You won't get into heaven without the blood. Am I right, brother?
Amen.
Spit me out, brother.
Amen.
Correct me now. I don't care about what church you belongs to, but I belong to the church. If you ain't been washed in the blood, I don't care. Listen, we got to straighten this thing. The record lead find the Bible, straighten this thing. They put it straight on the mark, brother. It don't chuck and jive. It laid it down in the Bible and the record lead find the word of the Lord and the angels' message. It laid it down. Only to the atoning blood can mankind be saved. A message, the angel came and said, the message 88, 87, and 98, only to the teachings of Christ and the atoning blood and faith and repentance can mankind be saved. Is that a true statement?
Amen. Amen.
It's exactly what the Bible and reckon. If it don't say what the Bible said, then I say, oh, no, no, no. If it says only through church denomination can you be saved, or religious, or to your hat, or to your shirt, or your skin color, or your cultural background, that's the only way you're going to be saved. Do you know, brother, that some people who feel like if you don't belong to my church, you're not going to be saved? Now, when I read the Bible, I don't read it with one eye and the other eye closed. We have to know that how the love of Christ, the death of Christ, affects all flesh. It is not your church, it's the death of Christ. It is his sacrifice on Calvary that redeems and reconciles us to God in the power of his resurrection. We keep forgetting that. Well, our church, I done heard that ever since my Christian life. Even when I go to different churches, I used to go to them when I first got in the army, the Church of God of this and the Church of Apostolic, we are the only one. I used to hear that so much, brother. I just sit and listen. You know, the Roman Catholic come up with that same old stuff. I talked to them. I went to one of their things. And they're the original church. And I said, oh, really? Brother. And I would go from place to place. And the Roman Catholic, we the first, we the original this. And I said, then they didn't know that I had looked up the history. They didn't know I was a history buff. So when I began to roll down the history of Christianity, then they kind of backed up. Because they think nobody do no research. But y'all out there, Brother Nate, he do some research. Don't you do it, Nate?
Amen. Amen.
I do research. And I'm not above being corrected. Surely I can be corrected. Surely I can make an error. And I'm willing to say, oh, I made an error. But I challenge you to one, out of arrogance, out of pride, to show me anything I say that's not scripturally sound. If you can show me, and I'm subject to error and mistake, if you can show me concretely where I have errored from the foundation of precepts that's in the gospel of Christ. If I may speak that if it's not in the book, in all two books, I will give you $200. Now, I'm not doing this from to be funny or offensive, but I do make mistakes. It's possible. Of course I do. I can be corrected. Sure, I can be taught. But I want to know, brother, if I made a mistake in the scriptures from the foundation of the pillars of the truth, the pillars of the truth, the principle of the gospel, the foundation of the gospel. If anyone can show me where I missed it, I'll be glad. I will rejoice with them and say, thank you. Correct me. But I challenge some people say, well, this ain't in there. I say, okay, show me in the scriptures. That's all I'm asking you. Give me three witnesses. Because God works in a pattern of confirming everything in two or three. So I ask you, if I said something about the Holy Spirit and the foundation, that's not correct. Call me up and correct me. I'll even give you a donation. I'm not going to get mad and curse you out. No. I'll let you, if I curse you out, you can pray for me right there on the radio and ask the Lord to deliver me from a cursing spirit. All right, brother. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Correct me, brother, when I get it there. Don't sit there and don't correct me now. Don't correct me, okay?
Amen.
Correct me. It's all right. I ask the Lord to chasten me, correct me, convict me, humble me. Stay in the place where you can be corrected or convicted. Humble enough. So, yes, Lord, I can make mistakes, so somebody can kind of correct me. Sure. Do you know even Peter made a mistake in his day? Not an intentionless mistake, but it's just a human mistake. And Paul had to correct him. You remember that Antioch, their behavior towards the Gentile, and Paul had to come in and say, I correct you face to face. I don't get behind your back. You know, a lot of people have to get behind your back, you know.
Right.
What do you call them? Well, I'm not naming them. I'm going to just tell what the scriptures say. Don't get mad at me. All right, let's move on. Hallelujah. Now, when I ask somebody to forgive me, brother, I do it from my heart, not as a ritual. I do it from my spirit, sincerely. If they choose not to forgive me, I'm through with it, and I just pray for them and move on and show love. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I move on. Amen. If somebody wants to stay mad at me the rest of their life, I just pray for them that they'll change their mind in their heart. Because without the mercy and forgiveness and compassion to releasing things against people, you'll never enter into the gates of the city. I want to enter the gates of the city. Right, brother?
Amen. Amen.
I said, I would want to enter the gates of that city that in New Jerusalem. I want to enter the gates. I don't want to be close. So if anyone out there got any bitterness, anger, hatred, grudge, I know I don't made some, brother. You may not have made none, but I don't made some. Because in time, sometimes you make inerrant mistakes and failures and don't get a chance to correct it with people, and people are funny. It's just like this trial breaks out. This trial, it brings out a lot of stuff, brother. It brings the real face of people. And I'm glad this trial has revealed the real heart conditions of people. And not only their culture wanting justice, but it also revealed their heart. Oh, yes. Out of the abundance of the mouth speak it. Of the heart to the mouth speak it. It'll reveal. It's revealing the condition of people's hearts and their thinking. So we see why America's in the mess that it's in. It's in a mess, brother. We divided on so many ways, and the devil got America all in confusion so he can take over America. He is creating havoc. And how the devil do he divides people against one another? That's how he comes in and take over. and he's done a great job from the White House. I'm afraid the White House is not really doing much to help. What do you think?
I agree.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Do you think, I pray for his cabinet, the president and his cabinet got a hard job, difficult. But the cabinet, some of them are supposed to be Christians in that cabinet. And I pray for them more because they are just standing there and selling their integrity, their soul, like Esau did for the morsel of bread. You know, Esau sold his soul for that morsel of that bread of Jacob, you know? You got that?
Yeah.
But after he regretted, but it was too late. Listen, his cabinet members, I don't know what they do in secret, whether they are allowed to correct him or counsel him or disagree with him or say, no, I'm not going to participate in this evil, Mr. President. I can't partake of a lie or deceiving thing. I can't deceive the people of America. I'm not going to stand up here and lose my integrity. I'm not going to sell my soul for this little power, this position. But if you're going to sell your soul for a position, brother, and many people will do that, you think they'll sell their soul for a political position?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, you see, I pray for Mr. Trump because I want him to succeed. But I also will be to the place where I have to correct him and rebuke him if it's necessary as a believer and respect the office. Because if you love somebody, you have to correct them. If you love this nation, you have to correct them to rebuke the wrong path. But if you are refuse and sell your integrity and your honesty and your soul and cover up for lies and things that are evil, then you are a partaker of that evil. You're either against it or with it. And so there's a lot of people, Mr. Trump has did some poverty things, but we cannot cover up. We cannot make an excuse. We have to correct him, help him from the things that he do and say that hurts this nation and people. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
All right. We can call ourselves Christians and love this nation and love this country and just sit there like a bump on the log. Whatever he says and does. You know what he made Trump says? If I shoot somebody blind down the street, my people gonna stand with me. He can go down there and kill somebody, and they'll just close their eyes. See, that's what happened. What happened in Israel and in the Roman Empire? They closed their eyes, and they didn't see evil,
yeah.
And they would not correct it or cry against it. This is why America comes. They will not cry against evil because they want that money. They want that crops and that trade. See what the devil is doing? Everyone needs a better economy. But what price is America selling out to get a better economy? Will that money deliver you? Will that money deliver you from the wrath and the judgment of God, of idolatry and greed? Jobs, 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 jobs. Is these jobs going to deliver America from a condition, standing with God? Oh, he's doing jobs, 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 jobs. That's good. I'm glad about the job. But what price? What price are we paying to get the things of this earth but not changing our lives and our country ethics? Okay, let me get off this before I get going on this thing here. Because when I see this evil in high places, let's pray for our president off the block. Pray for him and for our nation because we in a jeopardy. He got up on TV and called the vice president from names I can't repeat. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. You're talking about the vice. He called the vice president?
The former Biden. He used terms. Some name about the body, what he was, talked about his son, and the people just sitting there cheering.
I heard about that. I didn't see it, but I did hear about it.
This is the president
news,
of the United States of America can say any false, crooked, vulgar, rude things about people openly. He's not hiding. I appreciate him. He don't hide, brother. He come out straight openly. He'll call you a name, a anything, and they'll say, "Oh, clap, 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 clap." Our nation is gone, are going down the river. Hallelujah. That's why when this act in Dallas was a moment of truth, historically, to station how we're going to turn our nation and community around, what that judge and what that young 18-year-old man did to this white policeman. This is an example of how God is going to turn nations and community around. Do you get it?
Amen.
Well, a lot of people ain't going to see why the Lord suffered that to be so, to speak to America and speak to the world. Hallelujah. But will we hear that? Okay. Will we receive what he's trying to tell us through that judge and that young man who stood for when they should have had hatred and that and want justice in 28 years and you ain't no good and you we've been doing this for years and years. We're going to lock you up till you can't get out. But the Lord reversed that and spoke to Mr. President, to our nation and the whole community. Now, at the same time, injustice is still being done to black people. Injustice is still being done all over America to American people. But the Lord turned the page and let that incident speak to us, to every person. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, brother, I don't got going here. I had to put on my John the Baptist robe here. Okay, I'll give it back to you. Give the John the Baptist robe back to you now.
Go ahead, brother. Keep on wearing it. Keep on wearing it.
No, brother. Too many bricks coming. Too many bricks coming. Too many rocks coming. I'm going to turn that back to you. Too much mud coming, slanging. You know. Do you know what is complete victory? When you can walk up to a person and look and be sincere, and you know they hate your guts, but they can't make you hate them.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be food, but you know what his real power is? When you know a person despises you, I mean, can stand your lower intestines and your upper intestines, and you got power over them, and they can't make you hate or be bitter against them, you are indeed free. But you know, many Christians do not have this freedom, brother. But the Lord is working on me for years to claim this freedom, this liberty. The Son set free. That means you got to die and keep dying and crushing. When people can look in your eye and they could just choke you. They could just knock you down the stairs. They can't stand you. I look in the eyes of people when I go to different places, and I can see racism in their eyes, and Asian eyes, but they ain't got no power over me. I can laugh about it. I can just laugh. When you got the victory, brother, you can laugh and enjoy. When I can look at church people who are not completely free, and you have mercy upon it, they're not free, then they can't receive you because of the grace of God that's in you. Paul was hated even for a long time. When he had killed the Christians, and he was Saul, and he was despised by the church, by many members for a long time. Hallelujah. But thank God for the victory. All right, let's get to victory. Let's be free. Whom the Son of God set free came to loose the captive, opening, what did he say? 61, Isaiah says again, around the world there is so much tyranny and oppression of our people. My concern is about the nations and the people that are going through. I can't have time for this foolishness in America, but the nations of the world, thank you, Jesus, the poor, the hungry, the sick, the oppressed. All right. Sister Sally, we're going to do this intense, we're going to read this intense warfare for our sister. And the Bible says, if any two of you would agree as touch anything, it shall be done for you in heaven. Matthew 18. The Bible says, I think 107 and 20. They called upon him in distress. He heard their cry and delivered them. And he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from destruction. Psalms 103, I think it says, let me see, I haven't got the paper. Where's the paper? Bless the Lord for all, bless the Lord at all times for his many benefits. So, Sister Sally Bruce, our family member, I will love thee, O Lord, Jehovah, my strength. The Lord Jehovah is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my supernatural strength, whom I will trust. No, he's my buckler, the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Now the sorrow of death can compass me about. The floods of ungodly men make me afraid. But in my distress, I call upon Jehovah and cry to my God, Yahweh. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundation of the hills moved and was shaken because he was angry. There went out a smoke out of his nostrils, fire out of his mouth. Devour coals were kindled to it. He bowed to heavens also and came down in darkness under his feet. And he rolled and he rose and he rolled upon the cherubs and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Now, just talking about the rescue, the power of the Most High coming and showing himself. Now, we turn to verse 13, Psalms 18. And Jehovah thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. That's his presence coming as a consuming fire. For our God is a consuming fire. And he sent out his arrows, verse 14, and scattered them. He shot out lightning and discomfort them. Wow. This is what he did. He sent out his arrows. And he's talking about our enemies. They prevented me in the day of my calamity. But Jehovah was my stay. He brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Hallelujah. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee have I run through a troop. And my God, I have leaped over wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. It's a buckler to all that trust in him. Who is Yahweh? Save the Lord Jesus. Who is the rock? Save our God. It is Jehovah that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hind feet and setteth me upon the high places. He teaches my hands to war so that the bow of steel is broken by my arm. Now, we're going to break the bow of the enemy and the steel arm of the waster against Sister Sally Bruce, Aaron Rockford. Now, Lord, we have decreed this prayer of war against our enemies. This spirit of infirmity, this distractor, this waster, this destroyer, we release the arrows and the thunder and the smoke of your presence. You are a consuming fire. You dwell in the light brighter than the sun. You come as a burning fire, a consuming fire. Oh, you thunder from the heavens. You send out your arrows and spears against the enemy. No weapon formed against us by devils, demons, witches, warlocks, sickness, disease, problems, difficulties shall not succeed or prosper. We curse. We rebuke the waster over Sarah. We rebuke the waster in her body. We rebuke the disease and the infirmity, spirit of that disease. We bind that spirit. We bind and rebuke that spirit. We bind and rebuke that spirit in Jesus' mighty name. We bind and cut off that spirit with the sword of the spirit. We pierce the enemy and drive him out. Hoshata. We come against the waster and command him to obey the voice of the word of the living God. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, making intercession as our high priest. Now the blood of the new covenant, the blood of his sacrifice, redeem us from the curse of the law, Galatians says. The curse of spiritual death, sickness, disease, and poverty. He paid the price for this call of the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil. The works of the devil in a body. The works of the devil, hear the word. The works of the disease, that spirit of infirmity, we command you to hear, hear, and obey. From the crown of her head to her bloodstream to intestinal tract to every part of her body. Hear the word of the living God as a burning sword. Hear Jesus Christ, who is the same that walked among men, healed all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. Now, devil, you foul spirit, leave that body.
Leave it right now.
By the authority of the Son of God. For any two of you will agree. All right, brother, you can move on forward.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Father, this day we know that as believers you have given us authority over the enemy. You have given us authority over sickness and disease. And the word of God tells us through Isaiah that you have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Lord God, you were wounded for our transgressions, for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord, and by your stripes we are healed. Father, in the name of Jesus, you gave that to Isaiah even before you walked this earth in the flesh, even before you put into motion the word that you have given him. This day, Lord God, we speak this word unto our sister right now. And Father, we fall short many times of many things. And Lord God, the word of God tells us that the Holy Ghost helpeth us with our infirmities. For we know not what to pray for as we ought, but your spirit knows. Lord God, hear of us, Shatta. Lord, we come tonight for a direct word from you concerning our sister.
Yes.
Lord, hell of us, Shatta. We don't want to be all over the place praying. We need a direct
word
from the throne of God.
Jesus,
Lord, in
God.
The name of Jesus, you told us
the
in your words to let intercession, supplication, and prayers be for all men.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Godly
Thank
and ungodly.
You.
Kings, Lord God, those that are in the prepared for us to pray for all men. And we
Thank
know
you,
that
Jesus.
You are the true and living God. Lord,
yes,
there is
Jesus.
Nothing too hard or more powerful than you.
Yes,
and therefore,
Lord
today, Lord, we need a direct from the throne of God.
Thank
if
you,
we
Jesus.
Need to pray that she repent, let us pray, God, that she repent. Hallelujah. Lord,
yes,
if
Lord.
We need to pray and come against any specific demon, give us the word of knowledge. Give us the discerning of spirit, Lord God, that we may call this spirit out.
Mm-hmm.
And command it to go. Because, Lord, you have given us authority in your word to tread
in your word.
On serpents and
yes.
scorpions, and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. You said, Lord God,
yes.
in your word.
Yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to see the authority that you have given the believer to bind the
yes.
works of the devil in Jesus' name. God, we
bind
come
him.
Together and pray for our sister. We come against that spirit of infirmity. We bind
we
the spirit
against.
Of cancer right now in the name of
yes.
Jesus. You call it, Lord God, a curse and not a blessing. And in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, you
Jesus.
Came, Lord Jesus, and redeemed
Thank
her
you,
from the curse of the law. You did
Thank
it, Lord
you,
God.
Jesus.
You suffered
yes,
for her. You went through for
yes,
her,
Jesus.
Lord God.
Yes,
Therefore, Lord.
Lord,
send your direct word. No matter who you
Thank
send it
you.
Through, God, send your direct
send
word
it,
from the throne of God. Send the word
oh,
we
God.
Need it.
Thank
the
you.
The word from the word of God, from the
Thank
mouth
you,
of
Jesus.
God today. Send it, Lord God. You can
Thank
send
you.
It by an angel. You can send it anywhere
Thank
you,
you
desire
Jesus.
To send it. But God, we pray that you will send the direct word
Thank
from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of shout
yes,
the glory.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the answer, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the answer. We thank you for the answer. And we thank you. We give you glory. We know. We thank you, Jesus, your faithful Lord, over your word. Thank you.
Yes, you are.
We give you glory. We glory. We glory. We glory. We glory. And honor and glory you, Lord. Whatever, oh God, if any
Lord.
Bitterness, any anger, unforgiveness, any rebellion,
Lord,
yes, let it remove. In the name of Jesus, for you said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise, and if they have did sin, it shall be forgiven them. Let
yes,
any
Lord.
Impediment Satan is using, let it be forgiven.
Yes,
let it be blotted out. In the name
out.
Of
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. The blood
the
of the Christ, the blood of Jesus, and
blood
we glory, and we
yes,
glory, and we
Hallelujah.
Give thanks to you, Jesus. Thank
okay,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory,
hey,
glory,
glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory to the Most High.
Mm.
Glory.
Is here.
Glory.
Your spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Son of God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
Glory. Thank you. For
thank
the presence
you.
Of your spirit.
Thank
we
you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You for the presence
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
The word of the Lord said, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
Your servants in the days of the old.
Thank you,
say,
Jesus.
And the word of the Lord said unto me, it came unto me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
The word of the Lord came unto me in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
Wonderful Sin Jesus.
Let your spirit come.
Wonderful Jesus. Thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
Lord, you saved.
Hallelujah.
You in her, Lord. And in your
Thank
word, you
Lord.
Said that your spirit is the comforter. It is the strengthener, the intercessor, the standby. Lord God, we are
Thank you, Jesus.
For what your spirit is to her. And therefore, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Just reach out and
thank you, Lord.
Lord. That your word is true. We know your word is true, Lord.
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
Right now, let your healing power rise over, Lord God, that she
right.
might feel your healing virtue, Jesus. Right now,
yes,
even
Lord.
As a woman, your blood, Lord God, that she
yes,
said her
God.
Faith was just to touch the hem of your garment, Lord God. And I
Hallelujah.
Know you're true
God.
To your word. You're true to your word, Lord Jesus. We know that you're true to your word.
And
we stand right now and receive your word, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you already, Jesus. We thank you because we know that your word is true. And we thank you for it, God. Thank you, Jesus.
We refuse to take down. We refuse to take down, Lord God.
Yes,
we refuse to take down, Lord Jesus, because you gave us the victory. You said that we are triumphant, Lord God. You are our King. You are our
Lord.
Father. You triumph
yes,
over
Lord.
The devil. Your word
you
is praise to us. So
you
triumph.
I am, Lord Jesus.
To us right
yes,
now.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Hallelujah. Lord. In your mighty name.
Show your miracle, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Show
yes,
your
Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We say to the mouth.
I can't hardly hear you all, but sorry, it's the phone. Is it my phone? Probably I can't hear you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to hang up and call you back, or I'm going to recall
you.
Okay.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. Yes, Lord.
Grateful.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Prayers.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Time now that the
Thank
believers
you, Jesus.
Must
Jesus.
Come together and to do an
accessory.
Yes, Prayer and
Thank
supplication.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Glory
Lord.
To God.
Yes, Lord
Thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
yes, Lord.
Can you hear? Hallelujah.
I can hear you.
All that we need tonight, Jesus.
I can hear you.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Okay. I know something happened. This phone here just got. I can't
Thank
holler, you know.
Jesus.
Hear. I don't know what the put on my head of my phone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. We're
Jesus.
Grateful today
yes,
for just the day God has given us that we communicate
Thank
together.
Thank you.
And fellowship together and sharing.
Thank you.
Something that's needful to mankind. So, you know, many needs in the that's keep this on your prayer list, and there's different areas that's a part of the world are going through. Those
yes.
Kurds, those people that are being the Turkish being bombed, and that area
yes.
of Kurds, they need our prayers, much prayers and intercession. They have been another bombing, and the many people that have to run for their lives and trying to get out of town. It's the Turkish are now invading the Kurds, and the American
Thank
army
you.
Is pulling back and leaving their them in that situation. Mm-hmm. So they're on their own, and so we need to pray for that region
yes.
and those people, because some of them are in those areas are Christians, are secret Christians. You do have a lot of secret Christians in that part of the world. They don't come out openly because of their lives in danger. In many cases, we don't understand the liberty that we have in this nation, and the liberty the other nations. We just don't understand what those people are oppression and fear. Just naming Christ is almost a death warrant in many of these nations. Naming the Bible and the gospel is like a death sentence in many of these nations. So a jail sentence or a death sentence. Or a beating, or taking your children, or whatever. So we have great liberty in this nation. I appreciate this nation. With all of its downfall, it's the greatest nations on the earth. I appreciate being born here for God's ordained purpose in the last days. And I mean to take advantage of the liberty for Christ. And I think we should try to use this liberty that we have in freedom. Being in this nation, America, the greatest nation in the end time, Zion, and take advantage of, you know, a blessing, the blessing that we have received, especially the freedom to communicate the First and Second and Sixth Amendment constitutional rights about freedom of speech. They're trying to censor that. So I would advise us that constitutional right, freedom of speech, we had people that have the gospel and have the commission. I think we better try to use it. I'm telling you, we better try to use it all that we can now. Anybody agree with me?
I agree.
I don't.
Amen.
I
agree. Amen.
I agree.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I think
yes.
that in many
yes.
cases, people are using this advantage communication that God has
ordained to be invented in these days to promote primarily the kingdom of God, and I don't think we're using advantage of it. I don't think we're taking advantage of it. I don't think this is a crisis taking advantage of it, and many other people are not taking advantage of it. I don't think individuals that we should be hesitant about you. That's why I encouraged Mother Clark when she got on the radio down in Durant, and I said, Mother, listen, be a voice for God. With whatever possible way, make a voice for God. Be a voice crying in the wilderness. And that radio, she stayed on that's 15 minutes for I don't know how many, 8, 9, 10 years. This woman of God was the only one that had the courage. And we owe her a debt of gratitude for her courage and example. That Mother Clark got on that radio. Her husband gone, died, and gone to glory. Here she's a widow taking 15 minutes of her money. And every Sunday morning broadcasting about this Elijah message and the coming of Christ. And I think double honor is due to her. Double honor. The Bible talks about honor, giving honor to who honor is due. And woman of God and had the courage to do that. And
yes.
Had the courage, the dare to do
yes.
that, to take her
yes.
little money.
Yes. Amen.
You know,
she did.
That takes some kind of love to take, you know, you're only getting so much money when you're in the age to take her money
mm-hmm.
and going to that broadcast station every Sunday
yes.
morning. So, an example
yes.
of real dedication. See, she
Amen.
Just, she took sacrifice. Well, she didn't just say, oh, yeah, I believe in Elijah message and just, oh, I believe in, and that's it. That's all for that going to go. Y'all forgive me. Y'all forgive me. Amen. I know y'all forgive me.
Jesus.
Amen. Glad to hear from you, Sister Anderson. The holy and the fire praying for our sister and for many other people, the Kurds and the Turkish and the Kurdish people over there and in Syria. The Lord want to reveal his hand to those people that the gospel might be received. I think Jesus is visiting those people in dreams and visions and revelations.
Yeah.
The many of those people are being visited. In the last days, he said, I'll visit many, hallelujah. And he is visiting himself. Jesus is visiting not only through the gospel and the Bible that people are putting in those nations, but Jesus himself is appearing, and angels are appearing to these people. Show them that there's only one way and one God, and his name is Jesus the Christ and Redeemer. And you're going to hear more reports of that, of they've seen in dreams and visions and revelation of Jesus appearing to them and angels coming to them, showing that to the one way, to the one true God. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
All right.
Amen.
Now,
thank you,
Jesus. We could have a reflection of some things. Why do you not think that Zion has not been established, nor the temple built, nor the gospel going to all the world, the kingdom? Why do you think that has not happened? Why do you think the Elijah message has not gone around the world? It hasn't even went around Independence or Kansas City or anywhere, hardly, very little. But normalized, he went to a few people in the world. I mean, Larry went to a few people, about the only one. I have to give credit to what credit is due. I'm not no, you know, got to be honorable about it. But as a whole, why do you think he said Zion has not been established, the temple has not been built, the sealed records has not been known, the greater light and power has not come? Why do you think it has not? Now, I'm going to read something. I want you to read something in the Word of the Lord. I want you to get your Word of the Lord. And it's something I highlighted about a couple hours ago. I wrote this down. And I noticed from the 34 and 6 message, I want you to read something that is a stargazer and a stargate to why this work of Elijah coming in the last days, this angel message has not gone around the world, nor the temple been built, nor the house of the Lord built, nor is Zion established. Your messenger answers that. Listen, 34:6, the angel's message. I want you to read that as a stargate, then I'll give to Sister Anderson. 34, message 34:6.
Okay. Message 34:6. Hasten, ye sons of Levi. Hasten to your calling. Remember your ancient chosen calling and promise of your Lord. Let not your work suffer because of unbelief, but arise and go forth in the strength of the Lord. For love is your work. Go in faith. Bear ye the fruits of my spirit, that there may be order in my house, when many find it not elsewhere, and look for a standard. Let the Church of Christ take her place with the gospel and love to govern the feet of the weary and the wanderer.
Wow, that one verse six, that one verse is a, what do you call it? Did you hear what it says in that one verse way back there? As a platform to launch us on the, it's a launching pad. And it should have been a launching pad. Did you hear what those things he says in there? Or why we have not, why do we have propelled around the world and the temple and the house and Zion has not been established? Can you enlighten on those points in that? Because he talks about a standard.
Yes.
And I looked up in the Word of the Lord how many times he said a standard. And what do you think about that verse, Sister Anderson? What do you see why the work has not progressed as the Lord had wanted to? Why do you see it?
Brother, before Sister Anderson answer that question, I got a text from Brother Emmanuel Murphy. He says, let us know that they are listening and they are together with us. Amen. We thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Okay.
Now.
Okay. Amen. First of all, before reading this, when you was saying why Zion have not been established, first thing came to my mind is in the word that it talks about a people with clean hands and a pure heart. But in this verse 6, what I get out of it is that the word have not been obeyed. The messages that are sent have not been obeyed. Because even in this message 6, the word says, hearken to your calling. And, I mean, you know, people are not just standing up, you know, they're not standing up to what the Lord has called them to do. And he says, remember, he says, the calling and the promise of your Lord, and let not your work suffer because of the unbelief. And this is just so going on in the church. And it says, arise and go forth in strength in the Lord. And one of the main things that stick out, it says, for love is your work. Love is your work. And it said, go in faith. And the love, you know, in the message it says, when the people look for a standard, let it be found among you. And can the Church of Christ at Elijah message say that that standard is there? But that's what the word said, when it can't be found elsewhere. And look for a standard, let it be found among the Church of Christ at Elijah message, you know. And it's just.
And later on, we'll talk about what the standard is, and we'll talk about that probably tomorrow. What is the standard that the Lord has revealed that has to be set?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, from 1929 to now, Zion, the temple, the sealed records, the greater light and power, and it has not been taken around the world. In fact, I would go so far as to say that probably half of independents never heard of it.
Mm.
Well, I'm going out on a limb, but I've been around that when we go down to assembly and people never heard of the Church of Christ Elijah, but never heard of it. I mean, Independence, that's right in the little town right there above it. And Kansas City, of course, they haven't heard of it, of course. That's it. Kansas City is a big place. And I'm wondering why. Why?
Because it has gone out.
Mm-mm. Brother Nate?
Yeah.
The reason why we need to call a solemn seminar and repent and confess and break our heart? Do you think that? 1920, do you think there's a, from 1929, the temple, the Zion has not been established, a temple built. But we're going to get on further. He said the standard. Now, I looked up the word. Let's go to message, what is it, 41 and 8, about this standard. 41 and 8. Message, the angel message, 41 and 8.
Okay.
He starts
message
off with
41.
The ministries that hasten, ye sons of Levi. Hasten to your calling. Mm-hmm. So have you seen that hasten to their calling?
No.
We have all had to plead somewhat guilty. I know I have to plead, be honest. Okay. I don't know about the rest of all the other hundreds. No, that's up to them. But he said, hasten. He started way back there. Hasten to your calling.
Hasten to your call.
Ye sons of Levi.
Yes.
All right, 41 and 8. And he said, the standard. The word standard.
Yes.
41 and 8.
The word 41 and 8. Let all come in by the door and humble themselves before God. For this is the way that leadeth to life eternal for all who endure to the end. Hold high the standard of truth, the ensign of the love of God for man. For the nation shall yet know his voice, and from them shall come those that shall be his bride in very deed. They shall be a pure people.
Wow. Hear that standard go again.
Yes. High the standard.
So.
The standard is truth.
What you say, Brother Nate? What you say?
Amen. Yeah. I mean, he's putting it plain in there that. And he tells us in the word about the standard. He let us know that it's going to fail in many of these other churches. And we're seeing it today. Now, I don't say that as a braggadocious statement. I'm just saying this is the way of the Lord Jesus, that it's going to fail. And he wants the people to be able to find it. Because
find what? The standard, huh?
The standard. The standard.
Mm-hmm.
See, God doesn't want his standard to go away, even though it's leaving from the other churches. He still wants his people to find it. So therefore, that's why Jesus set up a way. And I want to say this to everyone that is listening. Jesus set up a way for man to find this standard. I don't care if everybody in the Church of Christ right now with the lies of message decide to quit. This way is still going to continue to go. I mean, I don't care, because we got to recognize that it is Christ's way. That's what we have to recognize. It's the way that Jesus set up. So this is why my thing is to get the word of God into you about Christ's way. That's the thing.
Okay. The standard. He now, when somebody keep repeating a precept over and over again, what do that tell you? When I come back in a year or 5 years or 6 years, 5 years, and repeat the same request or say, let the standard be set high. Let the standard of truth and love. Why do you think that's being continued, being spoken years and decades over and over again? What's the, you see the reason for that?
Because it's
not being
done. That's the only reason. It's not done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read that 41:8 again, because we met him again about this standard that he requires. Christ required this standard. And he's telling us what he requires, that other people's going to come from all places looking, searching. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Let
read,
all
please.
Come in by the door. Okay, Brother Nate.
Go ahead.
Let all come in by the door and humble themselves before God. For this is the way that leadeth to life eternal for all who endure to the end. Hold high the standard of truth, the sign of love of God, for men, for the nations shall yet know the voice, and from them shall come those that shall be his bride in very deed. They shall be a pure people.
You know, sister, when we first started in the Chicago Logan Brother Clark's house, and we used to have those times in that little place in Brother Clark's house. And when people would visit us, they said, ooh, there's such love. I just love in this place. That was the first thing when they walked down the hall in that house, they opened that door. And the love of Christ has so much an impact on people that it's the most powerful tool to see the face of God. Mm-hmm. Now, he keep talking about the ensign or the example of love in that message as a part of the standard. Do you think that from 1929 now, that people, I guess they do sense some love, and I'm not saying they don't sense some love from people, but is it so powerful that people are speaking for it all around Independence, all over? Do you think it's so powerful and so telling? Is that, have it reached
no,
that kind
sir,
of influence? Pardon
no,
me?
Sir, the word is that the standard of truth is a sign of the love of God. The standard of truth is a sign for the love of God.
So the love of God has an impactive influence. It's so powerful. Do you think that all Independence, Missouri, where it starts at, and all the different locals spread out, and all over, it's so great that everyone's talking about it?
No, sir. No, sir.
Brother Nate?
No. No.
No. What
no,
about
sir.
The three? What about the three groups that are divided? They have so much love and showing that it is just so great and so wonderful that they have to come back together because they have so much love. They have to humble themselves. They have to, because that love is compelling them. Is that's what's happening?
Well, actually, brother, you just gave the reason when you said that right there. That's one of the reasons you gave right there, to tell you the truth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we want to know why the Zion has not been established, nor the temple of the house or the sealed records has not come forth. Well, let's go to 45 and 33, message 45 and verse 33, the angel's message in this vision that he gave in the 45th message of all three wars. He took Badres on a vision. He saw World War II.
Mm-hmm.
He saw all these other wars, and he saw the last war that were coming in Armageddon.
Brother, you got a little under a minute and a half.
Well, let's just read this 45 and 33 and use this minute about the standard.
Okay. Message 45 and 33. You said 45, message 45, verse 33, right?
Yeah.
He said, we were carried again to the place on the top of the mountain, high mountain. I saw that Germany was no more. She had become divided, part of her going to America and part joining with the armies of the man at Rome. Great Britain was also broken up, never again to be united as an empire. Many sad hearts of the broken fragments joined with the people on American soil, becoming one nation in purpose, peaceful and full of justice, equality, and love. They were of all colors and kinds, but all acted alike. Many of the Scandinavian came to the United States of America. Everyone called America the standard nation because she had a righteous standard.
Now, this is a future event. It doesn't exist now. What you're reading about that, that's a future condition, a millennium that's going to exist later on. We haven't come to that yet. But anyway, that time is up. We talk reflecting about Zion, why Zion has not been fully established. The temple has not built. There has not been a people yet ready to do that. So there's a reason. Will we turn around? Will we be the people? Will we humble ourselves before the living God? Jesus is really coming soon. All right, then, this is the day. Tomorrow we'll continue on about the standard of God, the standard that he's required.
Amen. Tune in tomorrow night for another God's Word of Man broadcast. Once again, from Brother Lee, Brother Nate, and Sister Anderson, we love y'all. God bless in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless y'all.
I worship him.